Again, what does it mean that the Mu'adim was a Torah for Hashem? Omer Reb Lez, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Loi Dayin Lo Yisrael, isn't enough that the Yidin, Shechoyten Lefone, they do Chatoim in front of me, nor they didn't do Simchas Yontav L'Shem Shemayin, nor they did it's time to fill themselves up, Ele Shematrichin Oisi Leida Ezu Gzeira Koshav Ovi Elohim. They bother me, Hashem, that I have to figure which bad Makkah I'll bring upon Klai Yisrael. Omer Reb Yitzchak, there wasn't any regal that the army men didn't come into Tzipori to ruin the Simchas Yom Tov. This is the Yoinish. There was no Yom Tov that didn't come into Tveria, also the army men to ruin the Yom Tov. Next question. How come the Milchamim dress nicely? Because they don't live home. The Yamrinshi people say, at home, people know you by name. Not at home, you have to dress nicely. People will machave you because your clothing are upon them. Right, the post says, Haboyim Yashrus Yaakov, Yotzitz Uporach Yisrael. Tona Rabbi Yosef Eil Feminichachom Nitz HaFeminichachomim, Sheva Bovel and Bovel, Shoysen Sitz in the Prochom of Torah. They make nice blaspheming to Torah. And
The goyim didn't stay by Har Sinai, so they didn't take away the poskus umosim, therefore they still stay. And the star came off from the Nochash put it into Chava, and it came down to all the goyim have it now. For the Gemara, Omalei Ravacha, Brei, the Rav of Ravashi, or Bezai, Gerim, Maik, Lamema, what do you say about a Ger? Chur the Gerim, Chur they weren't by Har Sinai. So Chur they should still have the Zuama now, since they weren't by Har Sinai. And there it is, Afagav, the Inul heavy, even though they weren't there, Wakoponim is Layu heavy, the Mazolim of the Gerim were there. So this is only by a Ger. He's by Klai Yisrael, the Gemara does this, the Kasha, we weren't by Har Sinai. Because the Pshat is all the Neshamas will by Har Sinai. Any Neshama that's be born, any Yid that's born as a Yid, his Neshama was there by Shas Har Sinai. The Kodesh Baruch Hu took by Tachas Kisya Kovin, the Madura called Neshama, it was all there by Har Sinai. The Kash is only by Gerim. Gerim Lechur at that time wasn't aimed to have a Neshama, so Lechur they weren't in the Pasha of the Neshamas that were there by Shas Har Sinai. So the Gemara still, their Mazel was there. The Kodesh Baruch Hu knew whoever was later on going to turn into be a Yid. So his Mazel was there, B'Shas HaSinai, the Zuma went away also. The Yechzeva, the Posik says, Es Asher Yesh Nupo Yimanu Oymed Hayoim, whoever is here, B'Hasinai today, Lefnei Hashem Elokeinu, V'Es Asher Eneinu Po, even the people that are not here. So Eneinu Po doesn't only go on the Yidin that's going to be born later on, but vice versa, it even goes upon the Yidin. It even goes upon the Gerim, it goes upon. His Neno Po, even though they're not here now, they'll be here later, that's the Gerim. So Drashi, Gerim, Drashi Shloi Hoyol Ha Sinai, Mehechin Poskio Zuama, how did their Zuama go away? Teretiz Mazlayu Hevi, the Sinai, the whole Shomdo Al Ha Sinai, Niskachu, the Ha Sinai was Mekadesh every Yid, the Nitaru, they became Torah. Huadin, that was after Ruchnis, Huadin the Gashmis, the Nisrapu Mikol Mum. Any type of a mum that was wrong in the body got healed up at Shas Har Sinai. The Af Ivrim, Upsir Pischim, Shoyu B'Yisrael, got healed up. Anybody who was blind got healed up at Har Sinai. However, Pisteach means a hinkatink, a lame person, also was healed up at Har Sinai. Ketanya V'Sefri, like the Sefri says. So kids on Har Sinai, they were cleaned up, Zai Ruchnias and Zai Gashmias. Yeah. So the Mora Pligi, the Rababa Bakana. Rashi Pligi, Hodi Amorim Leposku Zuma at Sinai, this first Gemara, Dingzach on Rababa Bakana. The Yom Rababa Bakana, at Shloisha Doirois Leposku Zuma Meyavisenu. Hey, the Zuma went away from the Ovis already. Avram, Hoyle Des Yishmuel. Samael, they still had the Zuma because there was a Tomei of Yishmuel there. Yitzchok, Hoyle Des Esav, so there's still some Zuma here because Yitzchok had a Psul of Esav. Vashenke Yaakov. There was no psul in the bottom of Yaakov, so right away by the bottom of Yaakov was already Posko Zuama. That's where Rav Kana learns. So the first Gemara that says that it only went away b'shas ha-Sinai, that ding zachan Rav Kana. Rav Kana learns the Zuhama went away even before. Right after Yaakov Avinu had the Yud Bei Shvatim, there was no psul in his kids, right away came out there was the apostle Zuhama. So the Gemara Mishnah. Shoyver Odom es ha-chovis, a person is allowed to break open a barrel. A chovis, a barrel of dates. Lechol he-menu gregris. If inside the barrel it's filled to the top with gregris, dried out dates, and you want to go eat it now on Shabbos, so you'll have to break open the barrel to get to the food. Ubovado, shelo yischavin lasas kli. You shouldn't have a kavona that b'shash you're breaking the barrel, you have kavona to make a kli. That would be an issa like binyan. But as long as you're not mechavin to make a kli, you're only like breaking the barrel, that's called mekalkul, there's no issa. Satrashi, shoyver odim chovis, malaya gregris. You have a barrel now full of dates. Bisak, and you want to break open the barrel with a knife, or bisayif, or else with a sword. Le'echol mimenu gregus, in order to be able to eat the dried out dates. De'ein b'mekalkol shum issa b'shabbos, led Rashi. There's no issa if you do something b'mekalkol. It's here, l'chur, you're breaking the barrel, so l'chur, just like you're not allowed to make a barrel, al's binyan, l'chur, you shouldn't be allowed to break a barrel, al seiser. But if shati seiser is only yoser, if it's seiser, al manat livnis. You're breaking down a house, I'm not to build it up again, it's called the Litzarech HaTikin. But here you're still breaking the barrel, not to fix up the barrel again, you're just breaking it to get in, to get the Paris out, that's called the Kilkul. So like Rashi, Yechidish Rashi says, there's no Isser at all by being a Kalkul. So the Achreinim, Yeskan Rashi, the whole Mesechus is not like that. The Chur Mekalkul is only a Ptur Midiraisa. If you Mekalkul something Midiraisa, it's Mutter. But Midirabonon, though, call a Mekalkul in a Ptur Aval Osser. Midirabonon, it's also to make a Kilkul. You're not allowed to do a Melocha of being Mekalkul. It's also Midirabonon. You can't rip a piece of paper. You're being Mekalkul. It's also Midirabonon, not Koponim. So you have to say here, Rashi doesn't mean our stama be mekalkul, but the mekalkul of breaking a kli. That this kli anyway is not such a choshev a kli. So here there's no issa bin, there's no issa the rabbonin. We also some want to learn because about the sorech achila, you have kavona now to take out the food and start eat it. So a sorech achila the rabbonin will make it. Right, we'll see more about this. Vayitul bevadzak Rashi shlo yiskavin lasas kli. You shouldn't have kavana when you're making a hole to make a nice kli out of it. What does that mean? Lenoik for yofa, to make a nice hole inside this barrel. The pesach no. So it's not called you're breaking the barrel. No, you want to make a nice opening to be able to take the food out, like a nice spout. You make a nice opening. That's called like a binyan. So that would be yosa. So if your kavana is just to smash, to break open the barrel, you be mekalko the barrel, that's mutter. But if your kavana is to make a nice hole, that's like a type of a binyan, that's osa. Right, like the Mishnah. You're not allowed to make a hole in the magufa. Usually magufa means the cover of the barrel. You have a barrel, and on top of the barrel, usually you put a magufa that stops up, so covers up the barrel. So you're not allowed to make a hole in the cover of the barrel. Divir Reb Yehuda, Zelt Reb Yehuda. Right, here that's called a type of a binyan already, and it's also. Because here, Mastama, he holds Yimachavin to make a nice pesach, a nice hole on the top. So that's doima to binyan like. The Chomim Matirin. The Chomim say, no, you're not going Kavona to make a nice hole. You start breaking it open to get the food out. So it's mutter, even though you're making the hole on the top, on the Magufa. Trashi Enoikfi Magufa Hadvuka Bepea Chovis. We have the cover that's stuck into the top of the Chovis. Lasso is naked to make a hole in it. El Enoite Les Kula. Now what's the eighth, according to Rabbi Yehuda? You have to take off the whole cover. Like prime up the cover. Avol Kinikiv. When you make a hole in it, though, lo misakin pisco. Mehecha yikavoner is you want to make a nice hole. You're not stam mechavon to break the barrel, because what you got to break it for, you might as well pick up the cover. If you have kavoner to make a hole in the top cover, the pshat is you want to make a nice pesach there. That's dumi the binyan. That's awesome. The chomem atirum zakrashi the ein derech pesach lechavis pekach. No, it's not a derech to make a pesach hole on the top of the maguf on the top of the cover. It's usually whenever you want to get food out from the top, the yetzer always is, just pick up the cover. Pick up the cover and take out the food. Ve'echach, if you're breaking it on top, you're not mechavin to make a nice pesach. But the pshat is, you're mechavin is to break the barrel. If you have kavonah stamas kilkul, that's mutter here. Vayta, v'lo yikveno mitzida. Mash, this goes according to everybody. You can't make a hole on the side of the barrel. Why the side of the barrel is different. If you make a hole on the side of the barrel, that's worse. Let's say there was a hole already before Shabbos in the barrel. You're not allowed to put wax in the hole on Shabbos to stuff up the hole, mivnei shuma mareach. Because there's an issa mimareach. You're smoothing out the wax. Wax is a substance that you put it into the hole, you're going to smooth it out. You're not allowed to smooth out something that's solid. To make it smooth, that's an issa mimareach. Drash shuma mareach. Vieshka mishuma machik. That's an issa mimareach. That's smoothing out by the skin we had. Not allowed to smooth out the skin that's mimareach. Here also, you can't smooth out the wax on Shabbos. Omer Rav Yehuda, Maisa bo lefnei Rav Yechanan ben Zakkai be'eriv. There is Rashi Medina, it means the name of a place, Ashay Mokam. The Yomar, in fact, says somebody put the wax into the hole of the barrel on Shabbos, and he said, I have a suffix, maybe this person has to bring a chiv chatis. In other words, putting the wax into the hole is an issa d'oraisa, that since you're smoothing out the wax when you put it into the hole, that's the issa mimareach, that's an issa d'oraisa. Rashi Mechatis, Sheme Meruach HaShavim, maybe you smoothed out the wax. L'doifka b'doifnei akli. When you want to put the wax into the side of the kli to stuff up the hole, mistam, you smooth it out there. Some of our nekev around the nekev, and that's an issa d'oraisa. Something more. Omer Rabbeishiya loishonu el ledrusos. The Mishnah says you're allowed to mashma take a sack and a knife and break open the barrel in order to get the groigris out of it. So he said, what type of groigris? These are dried out dates. Only if the dried out dates were drusos. That means they were stuck together. So drasha loishonu d'shoiv rachovius omata l'asayif l'kach. He's a shal as muksa. Not as the melocha breaking the barrel. But as the medayik, you only have the heta to pick up a knife to break the barrel as the muksa of the knife, if you need this knife for purpose of cutting the dates later. So if the dates were tight, like dried ones, stuck together, so in order to separate them, you're going to have to use a knife later. So since you're going to have to pick up this knife later to separate the dates, we'll matter you now to pick up the knife, and I got to break open the barrel, and then separate the dates. Mashenkin avu mufurodos. Let's say the dates inside were separated. They weren't stuck together, so to separate the dates, you don't need a knife. Is once you open up the barrel, you use your hands and just take the dates out. Then loy. Then you're not allowed to touch the knife al smuksa to break open the barrel. That's where Rav Oishu is learning Pshat now Mishnah. So Drashi Ella Bedrusos. Shah Groigros, these dried out dates, Drusos Bigum, are pressed together in a circle. So the way you eat it now is you take a knife and cut off a piece. Oy disayef, or else you use a sword. Since you're touching the knife anyway to cut the dates later, you're allowed to already break the chavis right now. As I was breaking the chavis, we're going to no melacha. It's only a shal as muktzah. Once you have a right to use the knife later for cutting the dates, you can pick it up now. If the dates inside are separated, so later when you have the open barrel, you're not going to need a knife to cut them. You're not letting touch the knife as muksa to break the chavis. Why? That's the way the Rosh is medayik from our Mishnah. That our Mishnah goes according to Rav Nechemya. That his shita is the yomar ein kli nitel el latashmesh ham yuchid loy. Could the mukla come on? He holds as muksa. You're not allowed to touch a kli only for the tashmesh that it's oimit for. The muscle of spoon. You can only use a spoon to eat with it, to eat the soup with it. Mashenka, to use a spoon to do something else that's not aimed for, even though it's a klishal nakal heter, you can't touch it according to Nehemiah. So I did a knife. If you want to pick up a knife to break open the barrel, it's also according to Nehemiah, because the knife is not aimed to break open barrels. But if you're going to have to use the knife to cut the dates, which that's the tashmish is aimed for, so once you're going to pick it up for that, you might as well pick it up first to break the barrel. Thus, how to Boshia. For the Gemara, Meisvei of Shimon Gamliel, have a kasha. That the Shimon Gamliel says, Mevi yodom esachov yishayayin. Somebody could bring a barrel full of wine. O matiz roisha b'sayif. He could take the sayif, the sword, and chop open, break off the head. Matiz roisha, break off the head of the barrel. O manich of neyorchim. And then he'll put the barrel in front of the yorchim. B'shabbos, v'yayin achoshis, there's no chshash. There's no chash, you touched muksa. You're allowed to touch the knife, the sword, for the purpose of breaking open the barrel. And there's no issa malacha, because since you're a makalkal here, and you're doing it the purpose of eating the food on Shabbos, like it says, Lefnei Orchim, you're serving company, you need food, Lesorach HaShabbos. The Rabbanu will make it here, Lesorach HaShabbos. You're allowed to break open something. So there's no shayla. Takopan the kasher is here, a knife you don't need for wine. Like the Churi, according to Nehemiah, it'll be us in this case to take a sword to chop open the, break open the head of the barrel. Because the sword you don't need for the wine later. You only need it to break open the barrel. That's not the tashmish the sword is aimed for. The sword is aimed to cut things, but not to break open the barrel. And the Gemara is no stereo. Hahi Rabbonin Enechnami. We have Shimon ben Gamliel goes according to the Rabbonin Lalocha that we held our smuksa. As long as a kli has the shame kli on it, you're allowed to touch the saragufay, like even a hammer. If you want to use a hammer to break open nuts, we hold it's mutter. Even though it's a kli shom laftal yisur, but I call one upon him if you're using the saragufa, saragumakoyme it's mutter. So that's what Shimon Gamliel holds. You're allowed to hold this saif. You're allowed to take the sword, but even though it's a kli shom laftal yisur, because you're using the saragufay. You want to now break open a barrel in order to eat what's inside it. That's mutter to do it. Mashenkin Masnitsa, our Mishnah, goes according to Nechemyehi. So according to Nechemyeh, there's no heter to touch even a spoon, only for the purpose the spoon is aimed for. So Mel, if you want to touch the knife to break open the barrel, it only has to be that inside the barrel there are dates stuck tied together. That how do you separate the dates? You need a knife. So since you have a right to use the knife later to cut the dates, right now you're allowed to break open the barrel with it. Shred Gemara, my duchkel Rabbeishi Elukma Masnitsa Nechemyeh. Like, what was Machriya Rabbi Yishir to learn? That's Pshana Mishnah. That has to go according to a Das Yochid, according to a Mechemiyah, not Lufi Alochim. Ooh, Vedrusas. And you put it in the Kimta, the Mishnah, talking about Afka, the dates are squashed together, dried ones, that you have to use a knife to separate them. Look, Ma, before Edis, Rabbonim. That's our Mishnah better. We're talking about separated dates. That it's very easy to separate them. And you just have to use your hand. With your hand, you'll separate the dates. And Mela, the Mishnah goes according to Rabbanan, that even though you're not going to need the knife later to cut the dates, so what? Are you using a knife to cut open the barrel? It's mutter. Let's serve a gufa, you're allowed to use it. So why the voice? She has to be matcha. Mishnah goes according to Nehemiah for. Have the Gemara on my rover, Masnitsa Kashisei. Because Rabbanan had a kasha on our Mishnah. Masnitsa was mashma the Mishnah alone. My ira de toni. Great grace. Why did the Mishnah have to say this is the Kimta? The Mishnah said, you're allowed to break open a barrel in order to eat the Gregris. Gregris means usually dried out dates. Like, why did the Mishnah have to say the dried out dates for? Listen to Paris. Let the Mishnah say Stam. You're allowed to break open a barrel if you want to eat the Paris inside it, which will mash any type of a Paris. Then it'll be good, even though you don't need the knife later to cut open the Paris. But still, since you're using the knife now, the Tzara Gufoid, to break open a barrel that's mutter, it goes according to the Rabbonin. Is why did the Mishnah Madavka have to say in the Kimta of Gregoris? Ela Shemamina Bidrusis. So right, the Mishnah that says Gregoris dried out dates, it means that those dates were stuck together. And the man, you can't take them out with your hands, no, you need a knife to cut it. So why did the Mishnah say that is something you need a knife to use? It's a Raya, the Tana of our Mishnah from the Chemia, that learns that Stamazoy, you can't touch a knife for other purposes. You can only touch a knife for purpose of cutting food. So here, how are you allowed to touch the knife to break open the barrel? The Teretz says, in the barrel, there's this type of a food that needs a knife to cut it. So therefore, you're allowed to touch the knife, I'm going to ask later to be able to cut the food. So that's our Mishnah, that's what Rabbi says, our Mishnah goes to the country of Nehemia. But Allah, about to hold that to Rabbonin, that any time you take a kli, so Sarah Gufay, it's mutter. So the Moratan Yechoda, one bright that says, Choy Solois Shel Gregris. These are baskets that made out of palm leaves that you have, you put inside Gregris dried out dates. Or else for Shel Tomorrow. Gregris are dried out dates, and Tomorrow are fresh dates. Is Sarashi learns, Choy Solois Rashi learns, Kli Shel Kapas Tomorrow. It's a basket made from palm leaves. Voisen kemin salim, you make baskets out of it, like you weave baskets from it. They used to put in their dates that in this kli it will be nisbashal, get ripe. They did not, they're bad dates, they didn't ripen on the tree. You put it in the palm the basket, that's going to make it that the dates will become ripe. Lisbashal shom. So you put the dates inside it. Is the lochom, heis tani choda, choysol shel gregris. Vishal tomorrow, matir, you're allowed to untie the knot. If it's tied up with knots and you want to get the food out, you're allowed to be matir, untie the knots. O machkia, you could even break the goof of the basket itself. You could break the palm leaves. Vichaitich, you could cut the string around it. You're allowed to do these things to open up the basket. Vatanya iduch, another bride learns, no, matir, you're only allowed to untie the knot. It wasn't a kesher shel kayama, so you're allowed to untie it. Avoloi machkia. But you're not allowed to break open the chesolos itself, and the basket itself. He can't use a knife to cut open the string around it. Of course, the story was in the braises. Are you allowed to use a knife to cut open the string around it or not? And the Gemara Pasha Lekasha, Ho Rabbonin, Heis Al Tiyis the Malacha from breaking its mutter. Since you're only being a kalkul, you're just breaking this basket of matzah to get inside, to get out the food, that's the din of the Mishnah. You are allowed to break the basket. Now, what's the shell in the Mishnah here? And there's two braises. Als Muksa. The shell, you have to take a knife in order to cut the string, or in order to cut the basket. You can't do it with your hand. You need a knife. Now, Lechur, according to Nechemya, you're not allowed to use a knife for this purpose. So the Gemara, Horab Nechemya. The braisa that says you are allowed to cut the string and cut the basket, that goes according to Rabbonin. Even though you have to use a knife, so what? You're allowed to use a knife for Tzorach Gufoy. Even though you're not using it for something that it itself is aimed for, a knife is not aimed to cut string and to cut baskets with, a knife is aimed to cut food with, but according to the Rabbonin, so what? Even though it's called a kli, and a kli you're allowed to use for Tzorach Gufoy. And Horab Nechemya, the first braisa that only says you're allowed to untie the knot. Because to untie the knot, that you do with your hands. Your hands, you can do what you want. But to cut the string, or to cut the basket, since then you have to use this kli, the sakin, and the sakin is not aimed for that, it's also to use the sakin as muksa. So Rashi, mafkiya means esakisu kosher l'chevel. If the covering was tied down, you could untie the knot. Avolei mafkiya soise shashros l'chevel, the kli. You can't like break, cut the weaving of the basket itself. V'loi chaytich, not cut the string around it. The yeah, why? Because according to Rav Nechemya, the ain kli nitum elu l'tzarech tashmishoi. According to Rav Nechemya, you can only touch a knife for the tashmish that a knife is oimed for. The sakin ain't was lakach. A sakin is not oimed to cut string. A sakin is oimed to cut food. So if you're not cutting food, according to Rav Nechemya, it's muksi, you can't touch it. The Tanya. This is the Braisa brings it down here. This is the first time it says Klor Nechem Yishit in Shabbos. The Tanya, we have Nechem Yoimer, Afilu Tarvot, even a spoon, V'Afilu Talis, even if you have a talis, like a coat, V'Afilu Sakin, even a regular knife, Ein Nitolin, there's still Nisa Muksa, you're not allowed to touch these Kalim on Shabbos, Elo Letzarech Tashmishan, only for the tashmish that it is oimed for. You could only touch a spoon if you can eat with the spoon now, or a knife if you want to cut food, or a talis to wear it. But if you want to put the talis someplace else, it's not as tashmish, according to Nechemya Tosa. Right. Boy minei merav sheshis. They ask the shalach from Rav Sheshis. Mahu lemirvaz chavita beburtia b'shabata. Are you allowed to mahu lemirvaz, mean like to break open chavita barrel, beburta type of a sword, berashas beroimach, a type of a sword, b'shabata. Is can you break open the top of the barrel, fight like our mishnah to take out the food on Shabbos? Trashi, beburta, even before Ashley, lemirvas, litchoy, if you want to like stab a hole in it, the beburta, beroimach, taking the sword, and you want to stab open the barrel. Letoichvay, bedoifne, linkoy, on the side of the barrel, you want to make a neck of make a hole. Is a mutter to do on Shabbos or not? What's the shaila? Is that tomorrow? Lepischo, kamechavin, beyosser. Are you mechavin to make a nice opening there? And that the Mishnah says is osser. That's doima to binyan. You're making a nice sprout, a nice hole in the kli. You could pour out now. That's called you're making the kli better. That's also to do on Shabbos. Oidilmano, you're not mechavin to make a nice pesach. No lion, yofer, kamechavin, beshori. You're only mechavin to make a nice big hole there that the food can get out fast. You're not mechavin to make the kli look nice. It should be like a permanent opening to open and put it in again. No, you just mechavim to whatever, however it looks, to bust open a big hole there so that you can get the food out nicely. That's all. Ayin, yofek ko mechavim, to be able to pour out a nice portion. Mele v'shori. Mele, what you're doing, you're just breaking the barrel. You're not being misaking the barrel. And that's mutter. So shalavad, you would take this sword and knock a hole on the side of the barrel. In the barrel is mutter or not. Yeah, Rashi learns b'doifne. Rashi learns on the side. Rashi, the Gemara itself doesn't say it. Right, Rashi, liayin yofer lahachiv moitzia yain b'nekav godli. Just want to make a nice big hole there. Midlo nokav like a derech hanoikvin nekav ogav yofer. Since you didn't make a nice round hole, you just took a big sword and stabbed it in. So we say yoni mechavin to make a big opening to get things out, but not to make a nice pesach. That's the shayla. Or Malay, he answered back, lepischo ko mechavin v'yoser. I'll tell you no, Izichem Mechavim to make a nice opening, to make a pesach, you be misakin the best, the barrel, and therefore it's also like a Zdoimet to Binyan. You'd be misakin the barrel right now. So the more Mesri, I have a kasha on you then. If you have Shimon, maybe Yodim Chav, Yeshua Yain, like we had before. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring a chavius, a barrel full of wine, or matiz roisha, you could break open the head of it, the opening of it, the top of it, beside it with a sword. So here you see, even though using a sword, and the chur is just stamping the top, you're making a hole in the top, he holds it smutter. So why do you say, whenever you use a sword to stab a hole in the basket, in the barrel, you're telling me a kavanah is to make a nice hole there, to make a nice pesach, or that, like you'd be misaking the barrel. And here, Shimon Gamliel says no. He says, when you take a sword to make a hole in the barrel to get the wine out, you're mechav is time to break the barrel. It's mutter. So what's the chilik? And the Gemara, awesome, in Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's case, there you have the barrel and you're just breaking the top of it with a sayif. You're zich only mechavim to make a nice big hole there to get the wine out. You're not mechavim to mistak in the basket, the barrel, just to get a big hole. So Drashi, hosam vadi layin yofika mechavim, shemachet piho lamato mimigubaseho. So let Drashi here, that you're making the hole on the bottom of the stopper on top. The magufa we have, that's the cover on top of the barrel. You have a barrel, and on top you have the magufa, that's the cover. Now where you're making the hole, Rashi learns lamata on bottom of the stopper, on bottom of the cover, that's where you're making the hole. Kidiktona, like it says in Loshin, mate des roisha, means svas piho. The sides of the opening, not on the opening itself, it means on the side of the opening here, you're banging a hole on the side of the kli. So there you're not mechavim to make a nice pesach, let Rashi, there you're zichastam mechavim to make a big wide hole to get the wine out fast, so off the kli itself, you'd be mechalko the kli. Your kavon was just to make a big hole there to get it out fast. So that's mutter. Mashenken hocha here, where you're taking your sword, where you're you've been telling me here is only being mechavin, just to make a big hole. Let him open up the top. We're talking about now he made a hole in the top itself, in the cover. If you have a kavanah just to get a big hole, to get the wine out fast, the best answer is, pick up the cover, that's all. Like, try and open the cover and open the big thing. Like, why did the Afkaf take the sword and knock a hole in the top of the kli? Elamai, you don't stop want to make a big kli, a big open, the wine to rush out. But you want to have a nice pesach there. You want to be misacking the kli with a nice hole. Therefore, it's awesome. So the kids, it's a shiloh where you made the hole in the kli. Did you make the hole in the kli on the bottom of the cover? Then we say you stop mechavim to make a big hole. But if you make the hole on the top of the cover, we say no. You stop wanted a big hole, you should have just picked up the cover. What are you making a hole in the cover for? Elamai, you mechavim for Pesach, and that's awesome. Shrashi, lemalo, lepsuchim, yiftach, yitim agufte. Fight. So the Mishnah says on the cover itself, you can't make a hole in the cover. And we had a machlokes. The Mishnah says, Ein noifu magufa shachovius, div Rav Yehuda, v'achol ha-matinu. Chol said, no, it's still mutter. Even though you're making the hole in the cover on top, still it's mutter. Omer Rav Huna, machlokes lamala. The machlokes, if you make the hole on top, Rashi learns lamala means b'reisha magufa. On the top part of the cover, if you make the hole there, there it's a machlokes. So Drashi Hosim Mudushari Rabbonin. It's not a derech to make a pesach there to make it look nice. Elanoita kola magufa. The derech is usually on the top, take off the cover ready. Here he holds, if you're making a cover, a hole on top of the cover, it's also stam a big hole. You're not mechavim to make a nice pesach. That's Rav Huna holds. Heis machlekes lamala, there chom mamater. Avo minat sad, if you're making the hole on the side, then divri hakolosa. The everybody holds, you mechavim to make a nice pesach, and there it's also. Sometimes you do a mishum to make a nice pesach there. You don't want a dafka to have to take off the cover on top. You don't want dirt to come in. If you're going to take off the cover on top, dirt will fall into it. Therefore, yenicha, that you want to make a hole on the side of the kli to make a new opening, to make a new nice pesach. I want you to take off the top because you want the top to stay. Dirt shouldn't fall in. So on the side, Rav Huna holds, everybody holds your mechavin to make a pesach, and that's awesome. So more behind the Torah, that's what the Mishnah says, lo yekvenu mitzida. That goes according to everybody. On the side of the kli, you can't make a nekev, a hole. There we zicha say your mechavin to make a nice pesach. You can only do it on the top. Rav Chizda amano, mach loikis minatzad, pum fakir. The machlokes is where you make the hole on the side of the kli. Avol agabo, but if you're making the hole on top of the kli, agabo, I'll tell you, divrei hakol muter. Then everybody holds this muter on top. Rashi machlekes min hatzad. Hosu mudukosu Reb Yehuda. Mishum diyka diyavu lepischa. Because some people on the side of the kli, they want it to look nice, and there they'll make a pesach. They have kavanah to make a nice opening. Mashen came. Avul agaba, if you do it on top, divrei hakol mutter. And everybody holds its mutter. Because on top, like we had before, nobody makes a nice pesach on top. It's not a derech to make a pesach on top. If you do it on top, it's just time to make a wide hole, and it's mutter. Say out to Abchizda. I behodik toni lo yikvenu mitzida. Why does it say you can't make all mitzida? Master goes according to everybody. And the gemara hosem begufa the chavis. That's where you're making the hole on the side of the chavis itself. On the barrel itself, you make a hole. That's awesome. That's lo yikvenu. So Drashi,